It's almost a national sport in Belgium to take time over forming governments, especially in the recent last two elections. Why is it taking especially long time from last year's elections in June?
Because we have a difficult situation with a political party from Flanders that basically advocates, in the end, perhaps the separation of the north of Belgium from the south. So that's a problem. So at first we had national political parties. So for instance, you had the Catholics, the Liberals. They formed a party for the whole of Belgium. But then they were split, and then there were also regional parties after that. So you see what happens in the end. And this is also coupled with an economic situation where, at first, it was really the French bourgeoisie, French-speaking French bourgeoisie, that sort of dominated the economic scene. The South were doing much better. There were industries, coal mines, really very prosperous steel industry. And then in the end, this went into decline. And it's actually the North that became, economically more prosperous and attracting new investment and so on, and also with new coal mines in Limburg and with a very prosperous harbor, the Anvers Harbor. So the scene started shifting with more and more people speaking Flemish, of course, and it becoming a political force as well, and also the economic scene starting shifting as well. And so this led then to a revision of, how the institutional makeup of Belgium. So we had so many different revisions. You're quite right to say that there were many governments, because each of them tried to work out a new institutional revision of Belgium. And now what we have right now is, of course, the central state, and we have a German community, a French community, and a Flemish community, and we also have three regions, a Walloon region, a Flemish region, and a region for the capital, Brussels.
The Belgian motto is strength through unity, but there is this, been talking about, a lack of sort of national identity. What would you say are the underlying reasons why a significant proportion of the population identify themselves by their lingual regions rather than by being Belgian as such?
Yeah. I just tried to explain why it was. It's also a little bit of ignorance about the history of Belgium, really. I think there are some political clichés and so on. And maybe it's a bit of fatigue as well with, you know, all these different compromises that we've been having over the years. I don't know. I still see myself as a Belgian as well, but I think we have multiple identities. So typically, I guess some of us would still see ourselves as Belgian, but then also belonging to a region and a community, and also being very European in a way.
You were talking just then about the north being stronger, so the Flemish-speaking area of Belgium. How strong do you regard the desire within the north to break the country up and devolve Belgium, which has been discussed in the last year or so?
Yes, well, I think there's one political party, the N-VA, that definitely has as the agenda, you know, the independence of Flanders. Now, I don't think all of the Flemish population would like to see, Belgium split up. So that's necessarily not the case, but I don't have the statistics here. And recently, when I was actually in Belgium, there was, we should call it maybe the Belgian Fry Revolution, where we had students, but not just students, in the streets in the north of the country and in the south of the country and in Brussels, saying, well, you know, we're fed up with all of this, especially the young people, in fact. And, you know, we want a government, and we're just sick of the whole thing. So would you please do something? So maybe hope is in the, you know, younger generations. I don't know.
What is being done to break the deadlock?
We've had several attempts to break the deadlocks, and now there was just Didier Reinders who presented a new proposal to the king, and the king is supposed to act upon it but hasn't yet done anything. So the king has been acting as a kind of mediator to try to solve the crisis, even, in fact, going beyond the powers that he usually has. So that's, I mean, are embedded in the Constitution. So the king is there, of course, it's in his own interest as well to try to preserve Belgium. So that's the latest. So we're waiting to hear now to see actually what the outcome will be.
So what sort of extra activities is the king dissipating in to try and resolve the deadlock?
Well, what he's trying to do, I think he's not entitled to be as much of a mediator as he's been. I mean, he's been proposing solutions as well. I don't know all the details, but I know that it's been a feature in newspapers as having maybe overstepped his role a little bit. But nobody's complaining about that because I don't know what else we would do at this stage.
There's also a large national debt. Belgium also carries a large national
debt. That's right, yes, but we owe it to ourselves. I would say that the economy is mainly sound, but because of this ongoing political crisis, investors are now starting to worry about the situation. But other than that, yes, we don't have a government. But as I've tried to explain, we have regions and communities and all of this, so things are still being done at a lower level in a way.
So what is the feeling of people amongst there? As you mentioned, you were there a couple of weeks ago. What sort of feeling did you get amongst
that they're
the
really fed up with the situation? They don't even want to discuss it, basically. Or else they take to the streets to say, hey, we want a government, you know, we want an end to this situation. And no, we don't hate each other, you know, and you political people try to do something about it now. What would need to happen to change the situation, I think, is to have again a single national constituency. So this might help to resolve the deadlock. But is this going to happen? Do people really want it? I am not sure. But,
so in the national constituency, what can you elaborate on that for me? What
well,
would that
for
involve?
Instance, instead of having, let's say, I'm schematizing here, the Liberals and having a Liberal Party for the North and a Liberal Party from the South, we would have again a single, perhaps, party. And so that would change things. So in a way, if you had a Flemish candidate or a French-speaking candidate, they would be speaking to the whole of Belgium and asking them to elect them and not just to one specific part of Belgium. So that would change the situation. So some professors have been advocating that. But I don't know if the population really wants this. But that's one of the possible solutions, of course.